Good afternoon, Shadow Hills. How you all doing? First off, let me just thank you all, diligent, responsible, wonderful people, for helping to keep this place healthy and safe. There's a lot of other places around that aren't doing quite so well. So it is a time, though, no question about it. If you've been watching the news and the amount of cases that have been climbing in our area, it's a time to be extremely careful, extremely careful. The board will be discussing different options on Monday as far as increasing restrictions and or decreasing restrictions. My recommendation is at the moment, you know, for a variety of reasons. An example, if you play golf here. You help the HOA for one, and maybe you limit exposure from outside as far as bringing that virus into the complex. No matter what you do, distancing and a mask, that seems to be the project of the day, distancing and a mask. So if you're in a dog park, if you're sitting on a bench, you got to wear a mask because you're not 6 feet apart. If you're anywhere, if you're outside, you're not required to wear a mask unless you're not 6 feet apart. But recommendation is that some states, they're going to wear a mask anywhere outdoors. And we might get there, but in the meantime, please, please be careful. Now, it's still been asked of me, what is the how many people have had the COVID virus here? To my knowledge, and please, if you do get this, let us know so we can track this. To my knowledge, there have only been two people here with the virus. A lady who was sick back in February, who went to the doctor twice. They thought she had bronchitis and an asthma flare-up. She was well and fine, and then here about 3-4 weeks ago, she got tested and was tested positive for the antibody. So they know that she was sick with the virus in February. We had one staff person come down with the virus. He has since recovered and is back, and the staff people that were at all in proximity were all sent home, tested, and they all tested negative to the virus, so there was no other repercussions there. Naturally, the staff people indoors are wearing masks, so it seems to be helping. The only other case that we know about was a lady who lives here in the winter, went home to Minnesota, and after she got home, either on the airplane or when she got home, she did contract the virus, and she did unfortunately die about 30 days later. The county was not concerned about people getting the virus from her here because the 2 weeks had since gone by. So they were with no other repercussions. So they were felt pretty safe that she did not have the virus while she was in our complex. So let's talk about what's going on. There's no question the virus cases are rising quite dramatically. So please be very, very careful. To me, it's not a time to be opening anything. It's not a time to allow more people in any given area. I know many of you are asking for increases in different areas. I'm not going to be your supporter. Unfortunately, I'm going to err extremely heavy on the side of health, safety, and people staying alive. So please, there's lots of ways to do this, but at the moment, we've been doing pretty good. So I'm going to be a vote that's going to stay the course. There's no doubt about it. If you are a person who wants to have more freedom, you might want to write other board members. You're not going to get my help. The requests that have come through, that people would like more people in the pool, in the Montecito pool, my answer is going to be no, not till further notice. I think you being four people is more than enough. Stay away from each other in that pool. I've already have some cases where there have been two lap swimmers in that pool along with two other people, and that can create difficulty as far as distancing, so that concerns me. I have been asked about trying to open the track at the Santa Rosa, the indoor track, so people could walk, having one or two people. My answer is no for the moment. I'm not interested in increasing occupancy on anything, not until they get a grip on what this virus is all about. So for me, my vote's no. The track will not open. The gym will not open. I've been requested to have more people in the dog park. My answer again is no. please understand, I know there's other ways to do this. I'm going to be the guy to say, let's just stay the course. We're doing okay. Stay the course. But I'm only one vote. Keep that in mind. You are welcome to contact other board members. If you write to me, I will gladly pass on your comments. But I'm going to be honest. I will be campaigning and voting to stay the course and not increasing occupancy to anything. People have also requested that the pool hours be extended so that more people could be swimming. Well, by going to every other day, we now have occupancy resolved as far as the Montecito pool. I understand you're only getting to be in there every other day, but we do have openings. So give us another week, and then we will look at the fact of people being able to call in the same day. But we're going to give that another week or so to make sure that's working well. Part of the issues with dealing with this extending hours is twofold. One is a staffing cost. You know, when we lost all this income from golf and fitness classes and shadows, our costs, we reduce costs, but not to the level of the income loss. If we increase hours, we got to increase staff, which means increased costs. That is of concern at the moment while we're going through this. The other problem is, keep in mind, we are cleaning after every single person goes through that indoor pool. We have staff going through there. So if we extend it, we have to deal with increased costs and increased cleaning costs. We've projected that if the gym were to open, we would not be able to staff the cleaning necessary on the extended hours. So we'd have to cut back the hours. So I'm not a proponent that's going to be, let's extend hours to 8 o'clock, and then if the gym opens, we're going to have to cut back to 6 o'clock. I don't like that kind of processing. So one step at a time. For the moment, every other day is working, and maybe we'll get to this point where real quick we can you can call in and fill up some spots. So for me, this is not the time to be increasing people in areas. I think there is a there's an argument to maintain the course because we are doing well, and not increase the restrictions. So I definitely see the argument to that. Now, on a side note, I plug in my little couple notes from people. There's reports of coyotes on the South Course. Please don't feed them. The word is don't feed them. That's not a good idea. These are wild animals. But keep track of your pets. Don't let your pets unattended out there. That could be bad. And Vector Control gave a message to say, anybody have standing water, potted plants, anything in your yards, let them know because they'll spray for mosquitoes. The HOA, we contact them regularly to spray for mosquitoes. But if you have a water fountain, potted plants, standing water, let Vector know. That might help keep that mosquito problem down. Okay, now let's talk about the swim procedures for the indoor pool, because I did send out a notice saying that there would be no more warnings. There are people, I've had messages that say they don't like listening to the podcast. I don't blame you. I don't know that I want to listen to myself talk very much. There are people who say they don't get the emails. They don't like emails. And I got that. I don't do Facebook. I do no social media whatsoever, and I don't turn on a cell phone. I don't like them. But if you are not going to get the email messages and you're not going to listen to podcasts and you're not going to go review messages on the website, you are still responsible for knowing what the current guidelines are. If your expectation is that we're going to send you a letter in order to tell you what's going on, that is not going to happen. That is extremely expensive to send letters to 3,450 people rather than some people being responsible about the fact they need to go on the email system so that you are then up to date. If you choose not to be up to date, that's up to you. The outcome and the consequence of that is totally on you. You will not get my support or sympathy based upon the fact you get a citation because you think you're unaware. One person this morning was cited for not having a mask in the indoor pool and proceeded to tell staff about the fact that they were not told, including the sign right on the front door that said exactly what to do. So let's go through this swim procedure for the indoor pool. Keep in mind, The indoor pool is in a building, and in a building has certain county and state requirements. You have to be wearing a mask. So when you enter the indoor pool, you must be wearing a mask. If you don't wear the mask, you'll be cited. You may not enter that building until 5 minutes before your scheduled time. Now, the reason for that is this. When people leave, when people are done swimming, we figure it takes a couple minutes for them to leave, and they're going to be leaving through the back door toward the hallway out toward the outdoor pool. Staff then moves in and cleans every single railing, and they're cleaning the tables and chairs to make sure it's clean, sterile, and safe for the next group of people. That's why we don't want you exiting through that door. We want you exiting the opposite door. So staff needs time to do that. We don't want anybody in that area while staff is cleaning. So this is taking some time. You're to wear your mask all the way to your designated table. There's a designated table for you to put your belongings for each lane. So there's five tables in that area, each numbered 1 through 5. When you get to your table, you may take off your mask and go into the pool and swim. So you don't have to wear a mask when you're swimming. When you're done swimming, you are to return to your table and put on your mask. You must wear that mask when you exit the building. You will exit through the doors to the outdoor pool area, and then you will exit out to the parking lot through those doors. You are not to exit the front doors toward the parking lot when you're done swimming. When you're all done, staff is cleaning. That's why there's only 5 minutes. I'm going to ask a big favor here, folks. If you get a citation, you don't need to yell and scream at the staff. They're doing their job. They're doing exactly what I'm asking them to do. So, you know, getting mad at them isn't going to help. And I want to warn you, if you get mad at them in such a way that violates conduct, you're going to get 2 citations. Why do that? Let's not go down there. If you're going to get a mass violation, there's no use getting a conduct violation too. So let's just keep that in mind. Just thank the staff and move on. So bottom line, please be careful. If for those of you who do want more people in the pools or do want to do the track or want more people in the dog park, contact 4 other board members. I'm not your supporter at the moment. I'm going to stay the course where I'm going to do everything possible to keep my neighbor alive. And I know some people here don't think that's the priority in the sense everybody should have a right to pick and choose. I think you do too, right up until the point that your choice kills somebody. I'm not going there. So hopefully you have a great weekend. Tomorrow's prime rib night. That's my prime rib night, so I'm going to enjoy that one more time. And we'll get through it. Might take a little time, but we'll get through it. And soon enough, it'll open up. But cases are rising. Do me a favor. Be very, very careful. When you're out and about, stay away from people. Wear a mask. Thank you very much. We'll see you soon. Talk to you next week.